In the name of Jesus Christ and the power of His Holy Spirit, I greet you, my brothers and sisters, because as me and my wife were leaving home tonight and it was snowing, I said, well, maybe I'll be sharing with the choir or the praise group, but it wasn't to be that He sent so many wonderful brothers and sisters to come and cheer me on and hear what the Lord has for you tonight. So let us pray. Lord, Father God, first of all, I want to thank you for Jesus. I want to thank you for your Holy Spirit that's in this place. His presence is moving. I want to thank you for Pastor David and Nina. Thank you that he has given me this opportunity because you put it on his heart. I thank you for Tony, and I ask you to be with them tonight. Give them a great night together in their pastor's conference that they went to. Get them home safely to us. And I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. My brothers and sisters, tonight I'd like to speak to you about exhortation. The title of tonight's message is Exhortation. Why is exhortation so important in these last days? I will be coming out of the text of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. Will you go there with me, please? I'm reading out of the New King James Bible. It says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. First, let's take a look at what exhortation is. What's the definition for exhortation? Exhortation is defined as an urging done by someone close by. Paul instructs Timothy, saying, until I come, give attention to the public reading of scriptures, to exhortation and teaching. 1 Timothy 4:13. The word most often translated exhort or exhortation comes from the Greek word parakletos, which means to call to one side, to summon, to encourage, admonish, entreat. To exhort is to develop relationships with believers for the purpose of encouraging them in their spiritual growth. When my wife and me first came to New Beginnings, after 3 weeks that we had been here, I believe it was the fourth week, we met with Pastor Dave in his office, and he simply said to us, take time to get to know the body and make connections with your brothers and sisters, and everything will come together. And as I look out here and on Sundays, 5 years plus later, it is true 100%, because there are so many wonderful brothers and sisters here, and so many encouragers. Exhortation is one of the spiritual gifts listed in Romans 12, 6, 8. I have a lot of scriptures to cover, so I'm not going to go to some. Some I will open the Bible and go to, but some I'm just going to read them out, and those of you who take notes can write them down and go to them later on. Romans 12, 6 through 8 says, "We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to each of us is to exercise them according. He who exhorts in his exhortation, the Holy Spirit gifts believers with different supernatural abilities to serve Christ and one another. The gift of exhortation is a person's unique ability to encourage and edify others. This person delights in finding scriptures that apply to a situation and teaching others how to apply them. Exhorters are among the first to find believers who are floundering in their faith. They come alongside the weaker ones to encourage, comfort, if necessary, and model victorious living." I think back in those early days when I first came, and back about the fifth row from the end on that side, there sat a little Italian lady. Her name was Mary DiPaola. Okay? She was very quiet, but always had a smile in her face. And she began to encourage me. And then one day she said to me, "Angel, no matter what you're going through, lift up your hands and praise him." By the grace of God, me and my wife were able to be at the hospital shortly before she passed. And even there, sick as she was, she couldn't talk, but she still sort of had a smile on her face because she had gone through so much, but she had encouraged a lot of people in her spiritual journey. Because sometimes when we're going through stuff, we need to just forget about ourselves and encourage somebody else. People with the gift of exhortation do not merely proclaim truth, as prophets often do. They develop relationships, often taking time to do those extras that make the difference when someone is struggling. Rather than say you should begin reading the Psalms every day, an exhorter might say, "Let's start a Bible study together on Psalms. How about coffee Tuesday morning? I hear Lucio and Joanna," because they opened their homes and they would do something like that and have done it. And they minister through their exhortation, just like so many here in this room tonight. Regardless of our primary gifts, all Christians should desire to become better at exhortation, to build up those who are weaker, encourage those who lead, and strengthen the body of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 14, and 2 Corinthians 1:4 speaks about that. And so the more as we see the day approaching, do we need, when we see Pastor up here on Wednesdays or Sundays, or Tony, to encourage them, because they went out to get refreshed so they could come back and refresh us even some more and encourage us some more. What a blessing. Why is encouragement so important according to the Bible? Hebrews 3:13 tells us, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Though throughout Scripture We are instructed to encourage one another and verses that are meant to encourage us. Remember, encouragement is necessary for our walk of faith. In John 16:33, Jesus told his followers, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus is not shy away from telling his followers about the trouble they would face. In fact, he told them the world would hate them. John 15:8-21. See also Matthew 10:22-23. And 2 Corinthians 2:15-16. But Jesus' grim forecast was tempered with cheer. He followed his predictions of trouble with a sparkling word of encouragement. He has overcome the world. Jesus is greater than any trouble we face. I believe someone here tonight needed to hear that. I know I did. Without encouragement, worship becomes meaningless, and our will to go on wanes. The prophet Elijah struggled with discouragement, and so do we. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3-10. First Kings 19:3-10. Just to bring you, go back a little bit so we have a better understanding of the text itself. Elijah had just finished killing 200, 300, it doesn't say in the beginning of the chapter. It just says that he wiped them all out. He gathered all the bad prophets and finished them off, okay? So he had had this big victory, and the account from 3 to 10 tells us what happened. Because sometimes during our biggest victories, later on that evening, we could have a defeat or the next day. Verse 3 says, but he himself, no, and when he saw that he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judea, and left his servants there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. And said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Then as he laid and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave, spent the night in that place, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God, of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. So quickly, the victory that he had was gone. Because he forgot, and we sometimes forget, and I sometimes forget, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. I shared with this morning when I got up and I got ready to go to work, and then my phone, the text. And the text was from Brother Tony, that he had been praying for me. And he went on to say, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my victorious, righteous right hand." He reminded me. He encouraged me to press on. That nothing was going to prevent, not the snow, nothing was going to prevent me sharing God's word of encouragement with my brothers and sisters. It is important to remember that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. These truths make encouragement all the more important. It is not just that we face the world's displeasures. We are caught in the crosshairs of a spiritual battle. When we are encouraged in Christ, we have the strength to put on our spiritual armor and remain steadfast in Christ. Key. All day long, no matter what has come against me at work, on the road, at home, no matter, I've stayed in Christ. And for us to remain encouraged and not get discouragement come upon us, we stay in Christ. A man in the early church named Joseph was given the nickname Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Acts 4:36. What a blessing Barnabas was to the believers of his day. Through the encouragement of Barnabas, the Apostle Paul was first accepted by the church in Jerusalem. Isn't that awesome? Because of an encourager like Barnabas, Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote 13 epistles, was accepted by his brothers. Through the encouragement of Barnabas, Mark was given a second chance after an abject failure. Encouragement makes it easier to live in a fallen world in a holy way. Encouragement makes it easier to live in a fallen world in a holy way. Encouragement makes it easier to love as Jesus loved, John 13:34-35. Encouragement gives hope, Romans 15:4. Encouragement makes it easier to live the Christian life. Encouragement gives us the will to carry on. It is a glimpse of the bigger picture. It could prevent burnout. It can save us from believing lies, sin's deceitfulness. Encouragement helps us experience abundant life. Let's see what Let's go to John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus speaking. Says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Where have you heard that before? And we have just been studying with Pastor on Wednesdays the book of Proverbs. And I think he stopped at the end of 16, or he just finished 17. But that was one of the scriptures that really blessed my heart. God's word is full of encouragement, pleasing words indeed. There might be a couple of closings, so please bear with me. The first closing, huh? Used to it, right? I'm preaching to the choir. The first closing. No. In closing, I want to encourage you tonight to run your own race. Stay in your own lane, but always be ready to encourage someone to run their race. I believe the Apostle Paul was nearing the end of his Christian race. But in verse 20 of the book of Philemon, in the New Living Translation, I found these words, and they so touched me that they encouraged me and just lifted me up. And I believe they will lift you up. Paul speaking says, yes, my brother, please do me this favor for the Lord's sake. Give me this encouragement in Christ. My hope and prayer is that this message has brought a refreshing to your hearts as it has done mine. I want to share a story as I close. I got the story out of a book that I bought from Charles Stanley about probably 15 years ago, and it's called This Glorious Journey. He said, I know a woman who goes to Special Olympics each year. She goes for no other reason than to cheer. She sits in the stands and watches the youngsters with disabilities run in the race. They get distracted easily. They often get confused as to which way to go to run. They have to concentrate hard on limbs that won't cooperate. But running alongside them are encouragers. That's all they are there for. They run and keep calling out to the children's names. They praise the children. They discourage them from looking at the other runners. In fact, they encourage them to keep their eyes fixed on the hugger at the finish line. Someone is there for no other reason than to hug the winner. They don't win because they beat the other contestants. They win because they finish the race. That's the criterion. But they need to listen to the encouragement from the stands. They need to keep their eyes on the hugger at the finish line. In a sense, we are in a very special Olympics, and in a very real sense, we have disabilities, but we encourage, be encouraged, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is our running companion. He runs in front of us to show us the way. By our side to pick us up. And behind us to encourage us. As the praise and worship team comes, I pray that God would take this message, write it in your hearts with gold letters, with his gold pen, that you would never forget it. That you encourage each other the more as you see the day approaching. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that once again has held me up, that once again he has encouraged me, he has strengthened me. I thank you, and I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor in Jesus' precious name. Amen.